It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. The House has unanimously approved a bill that will bar former members of Congress from collecting their pensions if they've been convicted of certain crimes. The measure was inspired by the recent convictions of Republicans Bob Ney and Randy Duke Cunningham on bribery and corruption charges, though it won't apply to them. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
If the war in Iraq was the major reason Democrats won control of Congress last November, running a close second was the perceived corruption of Congress. The bill approved yesterday might well have been named the Cunningham-Ney Act after the two miscreants who most recently besmirched Congress's reputation. The measure, which passed unanimously, strips members of Congress of their pensions if they've been convicted of one of a list of corruption-related crimes, and those offenses occurred during their official duties. The crimes include bribery, fraud and perjury. Democrats gave a freshman member, Nancy Dorda of Kansas, the politically valuable honor of sponsoring the bill.
Why should taxpayers fund a comfortable retirement for a crooked congressman? The answer, of course, is that we shouldn't. Corrupt politicians deserve prison sentences, not taxpayer-funded pensions.
The measure was approved just 4 days after former Congressman Ney was sentenced to 2.5 years in jail for accepting trips and gifts from Jack Abramoff in exchange for legislative favors. Dorda noted that Ney himself supported a similar pension measure last year and was probably grateful that it didn't become law. The bill is not retroactive, so it won't apply to Ney, Cunningham, or a long bipartisan list of former lawmakers who've been convicted of these types of crimes and who are eligible for congressional pensions. Still, as Democrat Susan Davis of California noted, it was hard to vote against this measure.
Usually, Mr. Speaker, I pride myself on seeing two sides of an issue, but honestly, I've looked and I can't find another side on this one.
About the only fault lawmakers could find with the legislation is that for some, including Illinois Republican Mark Kirk, it doesn't go far enough.
Congressmen would still get a pension if convicted of income tax evasion, wire fraud, intimidation to secure contributions, and racketeering. Mr. Speaker, I will support the bill before the House because it is the result of reform-minded members like me who brought it to the floor. But it does fall 17 felonies short of the reforms needed to fully clean up this House.
Still, the measure didn't pass easily. Republicans complained that, once again, majority Democrats had run roughshod over them, making last-minute changes to the bill that were written on the back of a napkin. Nor would Democrats allow Republicans to offer any amendments. Last week, the Senate approved a similar measure as part of a wide-ranging package of ethics rules. However, it wouldn't take effect until the start of the next Congress, while the House measure goes into effect immediately. That difference and others must be worked out before the bill is sent to the White House. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.